Welcome. Today, we're discussing an exciting new AI-powered coding tool for your terminal, Crush CLI.
Crush CLI? Is that related to OpenCode, that speedy AI CLI coding agent we talked about before?
Exactly. It's by the same developer, now part of the Charm team, and it's even faster and more responsive, built entirely in Go.
Wow, Go, that's got to be blazing fast. So, what makes Crush CLI stand out from other tools like Cloud Code?
Well, first off, the aesthetics. It has this playful, engaging look that makes you actually want to use it. Plus, it's packed with tools, plugins, adaptable workflows, and you can use any large language model you want.
Hold on. Any LLM? That's a game changer. Does that include the new OpenAI GPT-5 model?
Absolutely. Or if you're looking for a free option, you can use OpenRouter's free models, including the impressive CodeLlama 3 coder. And get this, you can switch between models mid-session.
Crush CLI handles that beautifully. It's session-based, so you can maintain multiple work sessions and contexts per project, even running them simultaneously.
I see. Interesting. So it's like having multiple coding assistants at your fingertips. But what about understanding your existing code base?
That's where the LSP enhancement comes in. Unlike Cloud Code, which relies solely on AI reasoning, Crush CLI uses LSP for deep, real-time code intelligence directly from your project files.
Got it. So it's combining the power of AI with the precision of LSP. Impressive. Anything else?
It's also extensible with MCPs, various tools and plugins, and it works across different operating systems. Oh, and before I forget, be sure to subscribe to the World of AI newsletter for weekly updates on all things AI.
Good point. The newsletter is a fantastic resource. Now, how about installing Crush CLI? It sounds pretty straightforward.
Super simple. You can use package managers like NPM, Homebrew, or Go. The video demonstrates installation using Scoop on Windows, but the process is similar regardless of your OS.
Okay, so once it's installed, how do you actually use it?
You select your model, initialize it in your project, or skip that if you don't have one, and then you're off to the races. Control P brings up a list of commands, including switching sessions, models, and even toggling YOLO mode.
YOLO mode? Intriguing. What does that do?
It lets the AI take the reins and autonomously build out components. The video shows it creating a note-taking app and even a modern image editor, all with minimal user input.
That sounds almost too good to be true. Were there any downsides mentioned?
Well, the presenter was using their own API key due to rate limits on the free OpenRouter API. But overall, they were extremely impressed with Crush CLI's speed and responsiveness, thanks to it being written in Go.
Right, Go is known for its performance, so it sounds like Crush CLI is a serious contender in the AI-powered coding tool space. Any final thoughts?
Definitely. Crush CLI's speed, session-based context management, and LSP integration make it a powerful tool. If development continues at this pace, it could very well become the go-to CLI coding agent.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us for this fascinating look at Crush CLI. Be sure to check out the links in the description for more information, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.